It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And we've got Brittany, Allison, and Melanie. Riverview Behavioral Acute Health. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes I get my words twisted around.
Allison is with Riverview.
Okay, thank you.
And can you explain Riverview in case somebody in the area doesn't even know about it?
Well, see, okay. If you have a hard time saying it, you might not know what it's about.
You might not know it.
That's right.
So Riverview Behavioral Health Hospital is an acute psychiatric hospital. It's a behavioral health hospital for ages 5 to geriatric. Okay. We treat all types of illnesses from depression to detox to any type of schizophrenia, bipolar, anything that's going on with mental health. You can come in and get a free assessment and we can let you know what's going on and then treat you from there.
Is it inpatient, outpatient, or a combination?
Right now it's inpatient.
Okay. How long have you been with them?
I have been there a year and a half.
Talk a little bit about some of the things, if somebody is admitted or whatever, some of the things that you do to help them to get them in the right direction.
Okay. So when they come in, we assess them. We're going to figure out what program they need to go on. They'll go on to their unit with their programming. They'll work with a therapist. So they'll have an individual therapist. They'll do a family session. They'll also do group. So they'll do group 4 times a day. We do recreational therapy. We do the group therapy with the therapist. And then they'll do some individual therapy. And so throughout their amount of stay, which is usually an acute stay, is usually 7 to 10 days. Usually the amount of stay for an acute stay.
If someone is in need, how do they start the process?
So if they are at home and they want to reach out to us, they can call us directly to the hospital and we can help them from there and lead them either into the hospital. If they need transportation, we can help them with that. They would come in at that point. And then if they are in an ER, the ER will reach out to us and then they will send us to us.
Okay, so you said on the Facebook that you don't have to be referred from a doctor.
No, they do not. Okay. You can come in yourself and get an assessment.
You cover drug rehab, correct?
Yes.
But usually often drug rehab is a mask of something deeper in your life as opposed to I'm just changing how I look at the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a lot of times you have a mental illness behind that. So there's usually a depression or something stemming the use of chemical dependency.
The MyPig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. Our friends are from Riverview Behavioral Acute Health. And we're talking about teen suicide, which is such a terrible problem across the country that people don't realize. We've got Brittany, Allison, and Melanie here this morning.
So, Miss Allison, I'm assuming that you're following the CDC guidelines at the hospital, but let's verify the protocol.
Yes, ma'am. So everyone that comes in for us, we automatically do a screening for any physical symptoms of COVID-19. I know that that's a fear. Mm-hmm. So we are checking temperatures. We're checking temperatures of all staff. We're wearing masks at all times and in front of any patient. So we are checking for all symptoms of COVID.
And has COVID created more clients? And that's a really bad way to say that. More patients.
Not at this time. I think that COVID has created an isolation, their fear, fear of contagion. So they stay at home instead of reaching out, which is going to increase suicide rates.
Right. But now that they know it's safe, they can reach out.
Yes, absolutely.
And we've got Brittany here, and you're an educator about teen suicide. You know it, unfortunately, from all angles. Tell us a little bit, first of all, it's a lot bigger problem than what people realize. It's just not out there really in public knowledge.
And you're exactly right. Suicide in general and youth suicide especially is what I focus on. And I want to say first, if anyone is struggling with their crisis, I would advise them to call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, which is 1-800-273-8255. It's like you were discussing how big of a problem it is. Each week in our nation, we lose 130 kids to suicide, and that's in the age range of just 10 through 24, 130 kids.
Think about that a minute. You know, we've been so fascinated by COVID-19 numbers, right, and everything, and to have that thrown up at you, that many kids a week,
that nationally
that are in their lives, it makes you want to stop.
Right. And that's a year. That's 6,760 kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's just school age. That's 10 through 24. We look at, you know, why do some people not recognize this as such a big issue, and the World Health Organization says the prevention of suicide has not been adequately addressed due to basically a lack of awareness as a major health problem. So if we start promoting awareness and prevention, then maybe we can kind of get those numbers down, because that number's way too high. Any number's too high for our youth to be, you know, committing suicide.
That's way too high. Talk a little bit about some of the issues that that the young people have that unfortunately lead them to make this decision, things like bullying and things like that.
I would say 90% of the kids I talk to and work with report bullying is one of the number one reasons why they start thinking this way. We also have social media. So once these kids get out of school, they're still not away from the bullying, the expectations, stuff like that. They're still surrounded by it when on their phone, on their computer. Media in general tells our kids, our girls, our guys how to look, how to act, and not just in general terms, but it nitpicks things. Everything down to weight, eyebrows, teeth, hair. So they're surrounded by, this is what you should be. If you're not this, it's not okay.
And you were talking on the Facebook about the types of bullying. Doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you don't wear anything good, you know, you look horrible. It goes to exclusion.
Yeah. There's physical bullying, verbal bullying, which, you know, we're pretty familiar with,
right,
like the ones you listed. Mm-hmm. There's cyberbullying, which is the internet, the social media, but there's bullying by exclusion as well, which is purposely excluding someone or some group of people from your activity just with the intention of making them feel bad for no other reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that happens a lot.
That's sad.
It is sad, but it happens a lot. And you were saying that it's a problem that sometimes you may think suicide, it's a male thing. It's a teenage boy thing, but it's not, right?
No, it's really not. Looking at statistics, our girls attempt suicide 3 times more than our guys, but our guys complete it 4 times as more. Mm. And that's due to, you know, lethality choices, stuff like that. But no, it is definitely not a guy and a girl problem. Sometimes our guys do struggle with telling teachers, parents, stuff like that, because of the stigma that we put on mental health, and our guys, you know, suck it up, don't cry.
You're supposed to be tough, you know, be a man, grow up.
Exactly.
You know, right.
Yeah. So sometimes our guys struggle a little more with coming out and with those problems and those issues and seeking help, and that's a stigma we've got to try to erase and get out of our vocabulary.
The best in most country is right here on 103.9985 MyPigRadio.com and the MyPig Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends, and our friends are talking about mental health issues, teen suicide. We've got Riverview Behavioral Acute Health, and we're talking with Brittany about teen suicide problem. We were talking about the fact that unfortunately the females, the girls out there, actually try this more than the boys. And what are some of the warning signs maybe that parents or guardians might see out there? And if they do see warning signs, what's the first thing you recommend that they do?
As a caregiver.
As a caregiver, yes. It depends on how imminent, you know, first. If there's an active attempt, or if there's something, you know, that needs to be handled immediately, the first thing I would recommend is to go to the ER, to contact emergency services, or contact that National Suicide Prevention Hotline that I listed earlier. If a threat is not imminent, if they voice these concerns, if they come to you as a caretaker, as a friend, trusted you enough to voice these concerns, seek professional help. Contact an outpatient provider. Contact a place like Riverview Behavioral Health. They do free assessments to see, you know, kind of what's going on and what help is needed. Not only what help is needed, but then they strive to offer that help, whether it's inpatient, whether it's finding resources outpatient for them to get that help. Contact somebody. Don't wait. Don't ignore it, and don't brush it off are the top 3 things not to do. Because as much as we want to help, and as much as we want to keep that secret, keep it, you know, between them two.
Keep it in the family.
Right. You know, keep it in the family. Don't let anyone know. That is not the okay thing to do, because worse comes to worse, and then you have the guilt of maybe I should have. Mm. Or then you deal with the what if. So get professional help and react.
What should peers do? Because sometimes parents don't catch it. Like, okay, you did your homework, you've got A's, you're doing your chores, maybe sleeping a little more, maybe being a little more grumpy, but hey, you're fine.
Yeah, and a lot of parents, you know, especially if it's a teenager, strike it up to teenitis.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just being a teenager. It's hormones, you know, there's nothing wrong with them.
Maybe a peer catches it.
And peers are more likely to catch it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
As a suicide prevention specialist, I tell kids all the time, they're better at my job than I am, and they always will be, because they recognize if their friends are eating different, acting different, maybe their school studies are different, they're not hanging out with their friends as much. I can't know that if I first take a step in the school and immediately know that. But the kids do. Go to their school counselor. That's the main thing to do. A lot
of schools, you're not ratting anybody out. You're protecting.
No, you're protecting your friend. You know, the friend may have said, don't tell anybody, but you have to really think, what are the risks if I don't tell anybody?
Right.
You know, is my friend at risk? Am I going to risk losing my friend? And there's a reason that friend reached out to you. They need something. They need help. So there is a reason. Reach out for someone. If you're not comfortable with your counselor, reach out to a teacher you trust.
Right.
There's someone in the school. If there's not in the school, your parent, your own parents. Say, Mom, hey, Beth told me this today, and I don't know what to do about it. Let an adult take care of it.
Worst comes to worst, they can call Riverview, though, directly.
Absolutely. Okay. And get a free assessment. Not only can they go to Riverview, Riverview will come to them as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a resource for peers.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I know you talked about this on the Facebook, and I don't remember whether we mentioned this when you first started talking on the radio. Teen suicide or young people suicide is the second leading cause of death in that age group?
Yes, it is the second leading cause of age group in ages 12 through 24, mm-hmm. 10 through 24.
What's number one?
Unintentional accidents, which is a big group of things where they're not quite sure what happened, can't label it anything. A child can take 8 to 10 times the dose of a medicine, mm-hmm. and it's listed an unintentional overdose.
Okay.
An accidental overdose.
Cry for help.
All right. As opposed, yeah. If there's not basically a reason we can say it was a suicide, they won't let us list it as was.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there anything that you want to mention that we haven't really covered yet?
The Jason Foundation has an app called A Friend Ask. The free app doesn't take much room on the phone. And what it does is it offers a resource for kids, adults, friends at any time. Say it's 2:00 in the morning and someone starts having these thoughts, don't know what to talk to, don't want to wake parents up, don't know where else to go, nobody answering my text. It has a button on there that says, big and red, and says, get help now. And instantly connects them with someone to talk to. There's no number to memorize or anything. It's just a button. There's also other buttons on there, how to help a friend, what not to say, resources in your area, and warning signs. So it's a super great app for any type of resource and any type of help that someone may need.
Perfect.
Yeah. You know, you were talking earlier, and I think this is just key because, you know, I'm a parent of two teens, actually, but one's out of school now. But I think the parents misreading what's going on with the child or thinking this is going on with the child when it really isn't. It's hard to detect when they're being just your regular old average run-of-the-mill teenager and they've got the teenage issues going on, and when it's a real serious problem. It's hard for us novices to tell.
Yeah.
I mean,
conversation, communication with your teen is the key here. And it's okay for a teen to struggle a little bit through high school and those hormones. That is perfectly fine. We've got to erase that stigma that depression is not okay at any rate. Anxiety, depression is okay. Some anxiety is healthy. So we've got to learn to talk to our teens, talk to our kids. And as friends, we've got to learn to squash that stigma and be like, yo, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's talk.
Yeah.
Like, for real, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to get them to talk back.
Right.
Sometimes that's the problem.
And sometimes that's
where
friends come in.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the hardest part as a parent is getting them to open up to you.
Mm-hmm. So.
The show 13 Reasons Why,
It
on Netflix, mm-hmm. it's eye-opening.
And yes.
They kind of took a little far on how many seasons they went. But the first two seasons show just how much parents, teachers, the community did not know the distress in a group of they look like they were highly successful teenagers.
All right, it's time to play a game, and today's game is Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? So don't look at the screen, everybody.
Okay.
I admonish Anna about this all the time. It's the standard fifth grade curriculum.
Okay, everybody looked at you.
Sometimes these are hard, like math.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're not. I don't. Well, there's not really any math. There is a number in here, but there's not. It's not math.
All right, we'll be good then.
All right.
We got this.
If you get 4 out of 5, you get to move on to the sixth grade. If you don't get 4 out of 5, I guess you're staying in fifth grade. So here we go.
Okay.
We're all familiar with the coronavirus pandemic, obviously. The last time America had a pandemic of this magnitude was the Spanish flu pandemic. What year did that happen in? Was that A, 1900?
1918.
Yeah,
he actually gives us the answer, so if y'all want to wait, but they were right, and we're both going to say yes.
These people have been paying attention to the pandemic.
Right.
All right, let's see. There are 3 rock classifications. Igneous, sedimentary, and what? Is that A, volcanic, B, metamorphic, or C, oceanic? This is fifth grade stuff now.
I don't think so.
I'm going with metamorphic.
Yeah, metamorphic.
We're going with metamorphic?
Are
is that your
agreed?
Final answer?
Are we all agreed? You can change it. You can be my
mind on it.
Final answer.
Okay, metamorphic is right.
Boom. There you go.
There you go. Igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic are the three rock classifications. How many bones are in the human body?
206.
206. I'm going to say 206 because they went with 206.
Well, these people obviously have fifth graders. They've had fifth graders recently.
What age of life are we talking about?
They're too smart. Okay, you smart people. Let's see if you can get this one right. Choose the adjective in the following sentence. Johnny ate a splendid apple. Johnny ate a splendid apple.
Splendid.
Finally. We're all going to go with splendid. You don't even have to give us the answers.
I wasn't going to because you're so smart. I didn't need to. You're right. Okay, here's the final one. And you people are going on to the sixth grade. And maybe to high school, you're so smart.
I think we're going to go straight to uni.
How many colors are in a rainbow? Is that six, seven, or eight? How many colors are in a rainbow?
Seven.
I'm going with seven.
You're just tagging along with them because you...
No, I got it on my finger.
Isn't it red, orange, yellow, green... Blue,
purple.
Indigo, violet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you say, it's seven. You're right. So you guys aced it.
Yes.
Aced it. Got every one of them right. Yeah. And that hasn't happened often.
And we thought we were really going to stay in the
same. Yeah. Next time, if you ever come back, I'll make sure there's a math question.
No. Okay?
I'm all right with that.
So you won't ace it so much. Okay, once again, just tell them how they can get a hold of somebody if they need help.
So they can contact Riverview Behavioral Health. They can go to our website, riverviewbehavioralhealth.com, and everything will be listed there. How to reach out to us, our 1-800 phone number, if they want to do a web inquiry or any other way of contacting us.
If they're interested in doing anything with Jason Foundation, Riverview pays for any free seminars, free classes for kids. We have a first responder seminar, public development that we do. My phone number is 870-904-8169, and you can contact me via call, text, anything to set something up.
All right. Perfect. I want to say thanks to Allison, CEO, Brittany, Education Teen Suicide, and Melanie didn't do a lot of talking, but she was here for moral support, the director of marketing.
She coordinated. You talk a lot.
She talks all the time. So anyway, but thank you for coming in and spending so much time with us this morning.
Thank
it is
you.
A very important issue, and we appreciate it. And come back anytime.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.